Hello, I'm Ray. Welcome to another Ray's Roaming Rant, this time at Bognor in West Sussex. Look it up on the map. Okay, let's get stuck in. We've arrived at Butlins, and last night we went, that noise in the background, that's kids with lasers shooting each other. It's very windy here. Last night we went to this venue. We're waiting for the entertainment to come and start on the stage. The place was packed. We got a table, we got our drinks, and there was a lady on the tannoy saying, "Everyone out, evacuate the building, everyone go to the left, out of the doors, there's a flood." There was a massive rainstorm, and what happened was the roof had leaked. Not just leaked, there was a waterfall coming into the venue. The ceiling, part of the ceiling came down, so we all had to get out. So we thought we'd go back to the hotel room, but we couldn't get there because the pathways and the little roads, they were a lake. There was just lakes everywhere. Torrential rain. We eventually got back, but it was all pretty horrendous. There was rain all night and thunder. Mind you, it is July, British summer, July. What do we expect, really? So we're now hoping that it's not going to rain today. But this is Butlins, Bognor Regis, in midsummer. Absolutely wonderful. Looking forward to Friday. That's when we go home. After all that dreadful weather, the sun's out. Seagulls are mad here. They're all balmy. We're right on the seafront. But the sun's shining. It's a beautiful day. After all that rain, my plan is at some stage to have a brisk walk along the seafront so I can get some steps up on my watch thing, whatever it's called. The sun's hot, and yet we've got black clouds everywhere. I can see the sea from here. It looks grey and uninviting. These seagulls scream all night. Right, here comes the boy, so I better switch off for now. Listen to him. I'm now on the beach at Bognor. Seagulls everywhere and an aeroplane, but the sea is very calm. It's lovely. The seagulls have been screaming all night. I don't mind the seagulls, but I just wish they'd clear off somewhere else. I don't know what that noise is. I think it's a boat, not an aeroplane. So this is it, Bognor Regis seafront, West Sussex. Hardly any people about. What's the time? Where are we? About 8:30. It's not at all cold. The sun was hot earlier, but seems to have gone in it. Walk a little further along here. Just a few people about. Can't see France, perfectly clear. See the horizon? I see no ships. Oh, hang on, here come the seagulls again. They're swarming round me. I better stop recording for a minute. I'm getting further away from Butlins now, so I can't hear all the noise of the arcade and people screaming and shouting and the dreadful music. I can see Butlins in the distance. I'm heading east, and I can see Ferring Village, which is not far from where we live. Just see it across the bay there. The sea is incredibly calm. Just a few breakers on the shoreline itself. But it's a mill pond, as they say. It looks like a mill pond. A slight breeze, which is very warm. Blue sky, a little bit hazy. I don't particularly like Bognor. There again, I don't particularly like anywhere. I like the woods. There's a park here I'm looking at to the north of me. I might go and have a wander there in a minute. There are some trees which look quite nice. I suppose the sound of the sea is quite relaxing in a way. I can't see any ships. Oh, yes, I can. Yeah, there's a couple of big tankers out there in the distance. It's a little bit hazy. And there's a boy out there, not as in a human boy, as in a floaty boy. Can't see the Isle of Wight. I can see Selsey, is it, that sticks out? But I can't see the island from here, which is a shame. I think I told you we had the choice of Butlin's Bognor or the Isle of Wight for the week. And our grandson chose Butlin's. Not to worry, the holiday's all about him. They've all gone swimming, by the way. I can't swim, I don't want to swim, I don't like swimming pools, I don't like the sea, I don't like anything. But I do like standing here looking out to the horizon. I just don't want to go in the sea. Or on it, come to that, but I am, aren't I? In September I'm going on the Waverley steam paddle thing, the paddle steamer. We're leaving Shoreham. We're going round the Isle of Wight, then back to Shoreham. It's going to be a long day. Hopefully I won't get seasick. I'm still on the seafront, but I'm looking at Environmental Agency, Felpham Pumping Station. I think it's a sewerage pumping plant. There goes a runner. When people pass me, just in case they talk to me, I look the other way and pretend I haven't noticed them. There's a river, or a very large stream. What stream is that? I wonder what that's called. I should have to look that up on the map. Here comes a chap on a bike. I'll pretend I haven't seen him. He's talking to himself, as you do. I don't know what stream or river, it's a small river this is. Still hear the sea from here. What's this? Caution. Keep away from rocks. Deep. What's that say? Deep voids? Deep voids. Oh, okay. Right, I'm now at Felpham. Look it up on the map. F-E-L-P-H-A-M. Felpham, West Sussex. This is where we come to that wonderful, the Fox, the wonderful pub, the Fox Inn. That's where we go for Sunday lunch when we're here. At one of these dreadful music weekends, which I'm not doing anymore. There's a little caravan site here. What's this? T.S. Sir Alec Rose. Some kind of clubhouse. It's very quiet. Of course it would be. It's Wednesday, isn't it? It's now gone 9 o'clock. People are all at work. The tide's right in, by the way. High tide. I've only walked half a mile so far. I don't want to walk too far. In case my knee gives way, then I'll have to be carried back to Butlin's. Perish the thought. There are some kind of sheds here. Well, they're chalets that people must live in. There's the Haven, Silver Spray. A lady just walked past. The Haven, yes, what's that one? Peggotty. They're not much more than sheds, actually, on stilts. But they're obviously where people live. Like a little shanty town. Looks quite nice. I don't think I'd want to live there, but looks quite nice. Not very nice in the winter, though. I wouldn't have thought living anywhere on the seafront in the winter, I think, must be pretty awful. We have walked along here in February to the pub, which is not a nice month. Presumably people live in these. Oh, the door's open there. Plenty of cars parked outside. Merry Moments, that's a good name for one, isn't it? Merry Moments. And there's more people. I might start walking back, actually. There's more people around. I've just had a look on the map. I can't find what this river is that ends here at the pumping station. It obviously goes out to sea, because on the seafront here, the other side of the promenade, there are sort of concrete blocks and hatches, so what's it called, a sluice or something? On the map I can see, oh, there's a duck on the river. Presumably it's fairly clean in that case, not polluted. There goes a young lady running. That's what I should be doing, but my knee would give way, my back would hurt, and I'd probably fall over and break my hip. So we give that a miss. I'm intrigued now, what river is this? Why doesn't it say somewhere what it is? I used to come to Butlin's when I was a child, which was quite nice. It's different when you're sort of 8, 9, 10 years old, isn't it? All the noise and music and stuff, it's all it's all good fun. But as the decades pass, it just gives you a headache. Happy days. Quite a few people walking past me now. I'm doing my best to ignore them. It's not that I'm unsociable, it's just that I'm unsociable. Right, they've all gone. I'll walk on now. Sun's getting warmer as it rises. It's rather nice. The seafront seems to be deserted now, which is nice. I've got to get into some walking. What are you doing while I'm doing this? Wherever you are in the world, what are you up to? Some of you are at work. Some of you, of course, are asleep in bed, middle of the night. Here comes a bicycle. I think I'll sit on this bench for a minute and people watch. I mustn't say derogatory things about people. I mustn't be rude. It's tempting though. The people at, I'm a bit out of breath actually, I've been walking briskly. Oh goodness, here comes a dog now. The people at Butlin's, it's all very nice, but perhaps I better not say anything. I just wonder why so many of them are large, put it that way. I'm doing my best to lose weight. I had a bit of pizza and a salad last night, which was nice. A lot of dogs walking past now. And there were some people eating huge amounts. Quite an attractive young lady just walked past with two little dogs. Ah, that improved the view a little bit. Oh, there goes a car. Seems to be a road behind me. Can't escape, can you? Can't escape man-made noises. Planes, cars, boats, people. Oh, we saw an animal thing. Animals, was it dinosaurs versus animals or something? Really good show. It was lovely. A couple of, well, three people doing it, and they're talking about dinosaurs and animals. Quite amazing, a lot of facts that they were telling us. I forget them now, of course, I can't remember anything. I'm surprised I can remember. I went to the show the other day. More cars, another young lady. That's quite nice sitting here, looking at the ladies, I mean the sea. Happy days. Yes, it was interesting, the show about dinosaurs and various animals. I wish these people wouldn't keep running past me. They make me feel guilty for sitting here. That's it, they've all gone now. A bit of peace for 5 minutes, hopefully. Yes, very interesting about the dinosaurs. I would love to go back to the, is it the Jurassic era? I wonder what this seafront was like here in Bognor. Well, before it was Bognor. Millions of years ago, it wasn't anything, was it? No people. The sea would have looked the same. The landscape, completely different. Oh, a young lady smiled at me. Things are looking up. No, seriously, it would be interesting to come back here, or go back here, a few million... Listen to that noise, a few million years without cars and people. Yes, the sea would have looked the same. Dinosaurs roaming around the place. They didn't all eat meat, did they? So I would have been safe with the veggie ones. They wouldn't have eaten me. Now, what's that noise? Can you hear that? It's some sort of game. I mean, I'm on the seafront trying to relax and what is the point? Can you hear that? Anyway, there we are. Here comes the train thing. It's a petrol-driven engine thing. Blowing his whistle. Pulling some trucks. Oh, there are people on board. Right, I'm going to get away from this dreadful video game noise or whatever it is. I've walked just over a mile now. Wanted to do 2 or 3 miles, but I might do, yes, I might carry on. Someone just walked past me smoking, and it was cannabis. I do recognise the smell. It's quite a nice smell, actually, cannabis. A bit early in the morning to do that, isn't it? I would have thought. Perhaps not. Someone walking past chatting on their mobile phone. They're probably thinking, well, who am I chatting to? Talking into my furry microphone. Not much of a wind, bit of a breeze, so it's best to have the furry thing on. There's a chap down there doing exercises. He's jumping up and down, he's doing press-ups. There goes a bike. He's going mad over there on his own, jumping around, leapfrogging about the place. And there come some people, they're bound to say good morning, so I better pretend I haven't seen them. Well, guess where I am? Back in Butlins. Presumably the seagulls gather here for food. Dreadful noise. I'm sitting at this sort of picnic place, a picnic bench, and on the ground I'm surrounded by cigarette ends. There are literally hundreds of cigarette ends. There is no quiet place at Butlins. There's no quiet place in Bognor with the seagulls. Anyway, I did about a mile and a half, so that'll do for now. Perhaps have another walk later. Well, you wouldn't believe it, I'm now sitting in our lounge back at the hotel. Listen to that. That goes on all night. All night long, screaming, shouting in the sky. I don't know what's wrong with seagulls, why they do this. I don't think they ever sleep. I've heard them at 2, 3, 4 in the morning, but I'm awake at 4:30. I was up very early today, shower at 5 o'clock, cup of tea, nice. Of course, if we shut the windows, it's too hot. So you've got a noise or heat. You can have the noise and keep cool, or shut the windows, no noise. Well, no noise, you can still hear them. So there we are, nice walk along Bognor seafront, which was rather good. Pleased I did that. I shall now wait for the others to get back from swimming and see what excitement is in store for today. I'm people watching from our lounge window. I'm not going to comment. I'll probably get arrested if I comment. Still waiting for the others to come back from swimming. There's young Tricia, daughter number 2, and grandson, what's he, 8? He's 8 years old. Oh, by the way, we went to a magic show last night, which was quite good. Huge stage, and these two, were they Joss and Ross or something? These two lads. Amazing. We were right at the front, looking just onto the stage, and I watched carefully to see how these tricks were done. This chap got into he lay down in this box and cut the box in half and wheeled the two halves away. There was no curtain down the front. How did he do it? He couldn't have fitted in half of the box. How did they do that? And there were several other tricks. I was impressed. I have to say, I was really impressed. Several other tricks they did. They were only, yards, metres in front of where we were. So I was trying to catch them out. I was hoping to say to Tricia, oh, look, that's how they've done it. Look, you can see that there. I couldn't work out any of it. They were really good, professional. So that was good fun. The animal and dinosaur thing was good. It's not, I'm sure it's not Butlins that's bad. It's just me that is easily disgruntled. No, I'm not easily disgruntled. It's not my thing. We've come here for the grandson. That's what it's all about. My parents used to bring me here on a day trip when I was young. There was a lovely boating lake, rowing boats. We went out on that. I remember that. And there were sand pits for the children. It was more... There were fruit machines, you know, the one-armed bandits. They did have some of those around. But now they've got massive arcades full of noise, electronics and noise, screaming kids, money paying out, all this noise. I suppose if I was 10 years old, I'd love it. I'm a little bit older than 10. It's for the children, isn't it? All this here at Butlins is for the children. Here we go, the seagulls are taking off again. Don't forget to look at the website. If you want to have... Oh, dear. If you want to see some photos of Butlins to see what I have to endure. No, it's not that bad. Then look on the website, raysrant.info. Raysrant.info. Have a look on the website, on the photos page. And I'll put a few... I'm not going to bombard you with photos, but I'll put a few pictures up on there. Oh, there's something else we did yesterday. That was bowling. 10-pin bowling. I haven't been bowling since I was in my teens in the 1960s, and that's quite a long time ago. And I won. Out of all four of us, I actually won. I can't believe it. I got a strike. One strike. It was good fun. I didn't think that I'd be able to do it because of my back, but I did. It was fine. so we might have another go at that, actually. I rather like the idea of bowling. Can you hear that? What is going on? Yes, anyway, moving on swiftly. See if I can shut the window. Oh, peace and quiet. No seagulls. No screaming. Just hot. It really is warming up now. I'm looking at the sky. Absolutely clear blue sky. Beautiful day. Might be an idea to have another look down the seafront. I don't know whether there's sand here on the beach at Bognor. It was high tide when I walked along there earlier, but of course the tide's probably gone out by now. Perhaps we'll have a look, see what the others say when they get back. If ever any of you are down this way in West Sussex, if you're down near Bognor, have a look, because Bognor itself, I don't like it, but don't take any notice of me. It's a lovely town. There's all sorts of things on the seafront. There's a pier. There are some lovely pubs along the seafront. Fish and chips. Got to have fish and chips, haven't you, on an English seafront? Struth. So fish and chips. There's crazy golf or whatever it's called. All sorts of things for the kids. And the beach, which children like, of course. I must find out whether there's sand down there or not. I'll go and have a look when the tide's out. So yes, do have a look at Bognor. Ignore my dreadful comments about the place. But as you know, I have dreadful comments about wherever I go. I'll come down to the beach. There's a wind. I hope the microphone's okay with the furry thing on it. Dreadful wind. The sea's rough. No sun at all. They've just said on the telly, the forecast today, 26 degrees, blazing sun, clear sky. Oh, look at it. The wind's not warm at all. What is the point in having a weather forecast? Absolute rubbish weather forecast. I mean, it is pleasant. The wind isn't cold. It's just that everyone was preparing for a red hot day. Anyway, there we are. I shall do my morning walk. Daughter number two has gone off in the other direction. She's doing something daft like a 10k run. Mind you, she's half my age. She should be able to do a 10k run while I do my 1 mile stroll and sit down every now and then for a rest. Do you remember yesterday I said about this sort of shanty town thing with the old sheds? I'm looking at one of them. No, two of them. They're old railway carriages. I hadn't realised. They're old railway carriages. All painted white. There's all the windows and the doors. That's quite good. I like that. Imagine living in a railway carriage down on the beach. That's different. I've come a bit further than yesterday. Right down by the sea now. Morning. Young lady just said good morning to me as she ran past. In fact, she said good morning earlier as she went the other way. I put these young ladies off their stride, I think. One as good looking as me wandering around the seafront at this time of the day. They must look at my physique and think, now there's a fit young man. Right, just woken up from my dream. Can you hear the sea? The tide's in. I think, how far have I come? Let's have a look. Half a mile. I think I might start heading back in a minute. Nice to smell the sea air. Salty. Now what's down here? We have come this way before to the pub. I think the pub is about another mile away. Oh no, I'm back on the road. There's a dust cart there. Let's go back this way. The wind is behind me now, so shouldn't affect the microphone so much. I'm the only one on the seafront on the promenade who's walking. Everyone else is running. Oh, there's a girl over there in the park. She's doing press-ups. Everyone's exercising. And there's me strolling along. Well, it's better than nothing, isn't it? See, had I started this when I was young and kept it up, I'd probably be able to jog along now, but no, she's dancing. Oh, I've got to stop and watch this. Oh, she's running backwards. That's interesting. Someone just went past on a bicycle with a cigarette, so I don't feel so bad now. At least I'm walking and not smoking. She's dancing around the field. Good on her, why not? I think that's good. Trisha's gone swimming with the grandson. Daughter number two's running. At least I'm out walking, so it's better than nothing. There's some lovely wild flowers over there. That's nice to see. Right on the seafront. We're home tomorrow, Friday. Away from the seagulls. Look at them. What is the matter with you guys? Why are you screaming? Happy days. Well, I've done the mile. I know it's only a mile. I expect some of you are laughing at that. Here comes the train. I should have got the train, I think. I was just thinking the other day, was it Sunday I mentioned people not going to the gym when I was young because the work they did, they had a lot of exercise. Mum's at home doing all the work. Dad's out doing physical work. I don't remember people running along the seafront. Sometimes as a kid, you know, I'd go down to the beach early morning, or we would as a family in the summer. People were walking dogs, yes. There was an aeroplane. But I don't remember people jogging. Now, when did jogging become a thing? There goes someone now jogging with a backpack, probably full of bricks for the extra weight. People do that, don't they? There are some families now coming to the beach. They probably come from up north somewhere. Oh, let's have a week at Butlins, down on the south coast. Lovely, it's summertime. And now look, someone's thrown cans, beer cans, bottles, rubbish everywhere. Look at it down here. All sorts of rubbish. Someone's chucked a nappy, a disposable nappy down there. What's wrong with people? Don't care anymore, do they? That wouldn't have happened. When I was a boy, that wouldn't have happened. No ships today. I'm looking right the way along the horizon. No ships at all. Still can't see the Isle of Wight. Well, I wouldn't today. It's hazy. I think it's time to head back for a cup of coffee. I've done my mile, so quite pleased with that. I shall leave you in peace. I hope you enjoyed my roaming around Bognor Seafront and Butlins. I quite enjoyed it. A little bit of exercise. Look out for the next Ray's Roaming Rant. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye for now.